Hello, everyone. This is Jesse Bowen, and welcome to the Become an Author podcast. I'm here with my special host, and we got a special guest today, Buddy Thornton. But hey, I'm with Natalie, and you guys, by now, if you've been following us, you already know that Natalie, you know, she's the person that makes it happen, especially when it comes down to helping people to become international bestsellers. Hey, Natalie.
Hi, Jesse. How's it going?
Well, in North Carolina, it's pretty nice. How's it going in Arizona?
It is sunny. It's cool, but I've got to wear a sweater past noon. So that's good. That means it's a cool day and the sun's out. It's just gorgeous. Yeah.
Well, you know, this is really great. We can communicate from around the world.
Absolutely.
You're hanging out in Arizona. I'm in North Carolina. And listen here, we're making things happen for people all over the world. So Absolutely. We're not just touching a couple of people here and there. We're really maximizing what we do. And I'm excited about it. And I posted the other day that we have surpassed our goals. You know, I'd only planned on, you know, doing one book, but I wound up doing two books that became international bestsellers this year. My magazine, we released the Martial Arts Extraordinaire, became a bestseller. So I really surpassed my goals this year for what I'm doing. And, you know, since July, I think we've actually surpassed the goals that we actually set out for in July of helping people to publish their books. You know, we have coming up in January, the compilation books for elite martial artists in America. We have the Women's Martial Arts Hall of Honors book coming out in January. We have Alan Goldberg's Martial Arts Action Hall of Honors books coming out. So we have carried over from 2022 going into 2023. And everyone, we're excited about it because, you know, we're really helping people to make a difference, and we want to help you. If you're following our podcast and you're looking for tips of things, how you can become an international best-selling author because you have content, you have a message that you want to deliver, we want to help you to be able to do that. We are your easy button. We have systems, we have techniques, we have all that stuff that's going on. Hey, Natalie, I thought we would, you know, really kick off today and talk about goal setting.
Absolutely.
I know that you had said that, you know, you surpassed your goals this year. You know, your book is out, Amazon bestseller. So let's just talk about goal setting, but just focus on author goal setting.
Okay. I would like to bring up one more book that's coming in January that I'm super excited about. The Art of Connection, 365 Days of Yes. Transformational Quotes. And I know you are in there and a few other people that we know. And what's so amazing about this book is you're taking a passionate subject of transformation, putting it into 365 different authors' voices and letting them share a quote and then their thought about the quote. And then you have to put an inspirational question. And so you've got 365 days to go through and be inspired and transformed. So that's coming up. But you're right. If you're going to get, whether it's a compilation book or an individual book, if you don't have author goals, if you don't have the right team and the mindset to stick to it, it's not going to happen. I've heard so many people say, oh, I've been writing my book for 3 years or 5 years. You know what? Any book should be able to be done, if you're serious about it, 6 months at the max. We are helping authors with our systems to bring an idea into the goals, into a system, and about 90 days later, maybe a little more, you're launching your book, and you have the mindset of where that book is going to take you. And our guest today, when he comes on, he's going to share how he's taking his book and making his book create additional sources of revenue. So we'll talk about that. But if you have a concept for a book and it's your first book, then it's really worth your time, effort, and money to sit down with a book coach, sit down, call one of us, and let's take your idea and start breaking it down. One of the first things you should do is, who is this book for? What's your market? Who's your ideal client that you want to be buying your book? And what's the purpose? Is it pure entertainment? Is it education? Is it something that leads to something else, like a course, like coaching? You know, there's many different goals for a book. So Jesse, you've written many books. Tell us how you thought about your ideal client and who the book was for before you even got started.
Well, that's really key. Number one, you start with desire. Okay, you gotta have desire. Now, I want to write a book, but is that really a desire? When you have an idea and a concept, because you will move on that stronger with that idea and the concept of I desire to be able to do this. This is what happens, you know, for me. When I come up with an idea, it's a part of my heart, especially when you start writing and you start, you know, understanding that you're writing for a purpose, you know, whether it's for goal setting. Right now, I'm promoting my books on goal setting. So I'm writing different things on that. But you have to define your marketplace. Who am I going to write to? If I'm a coach, then what am I coaching? Am I coaching life success? Am I coaching goals? You know, what is it that I want my reader to get from my book? Will my book support my coaching program or my, you know, I'm a martial artist. Will my book support my martial arts program? Will it support my students? What do I want? Who am I going to write that to? So once I define who I want to write to, then that's the big hurdle to get over. And once I, you know, start with that, you know, concept, I began to think about the book title. You know, what's going to be the title of my book? Once I think about what is the title of the book, will I have a catchy subtitle? You know, what is, and once I do that, I want to start looking at, what's my cover design? What is that going to be? Now, before I go, you know, too far farther into my book, I need to understand how I'm going to market it. And that's been my success as an author, is that my books, when I come up with the idea and the concept, I go ahead and begin to sell that book in a pre-sale. So people already buy my my idea. My clients already see what I'm thinking. They're sharing it. You know, we're doing cover reveals. We're telling people where to get the book. So, you know, that 6 month time, that book is already out there. And then I work on creating that website. And everything is an image, because when you begin to write, you can start building your personal brand. So your personal brand. So what is your brand? So whatever you are writing on, whether it's fiction or nonfiction, whether it's a children's book, you can begin to build your brand, which will open the door for other books that you want to be able to write. And then sitting down and begin the writing process of, you know, writing is thinking about what I want to write on, doing my research, because there's no new information. And some of the greatest writers and authors out there, they have great concepts. So, you know, you study what is successful, whether it's in your coaching, no matter cookbook. You know, we're working on a cookbook this next year. So I'm looking at other people that are doing cookbooks. You know, what are the great things that they're doing? You know, we've already changed the concepts of what that cookbook is going to be. And Natalie, that's going to be a really interesting cookbook, because it's called a Black Belt Cookbook. So there are martial artists from all across the country sharing their favorite recipes. And I was talking with someone yesterday and says, well, you know, well, my wife, you know, we do healthy food. She is a chef. So we're going to have a healthy food section in there, you know, along with all the other stuff you really like to eat, probably shouldn't eat, you know. So the book is going to be something, you know, for everyone. And then as I began to formulate that, I just started writing. And you will, if you write a little bit every day, you won't feel overwhelmed. Yep. And you're having a coach. Having a coach to help you, you know, in a compilation, especially in compilation books, when people haven't written before, having that coach or someone that can help direct you on what you are writing. And this is what we provide for at Elite Publications. We have coaches, we have ghostwriters. You just have to have desire. We will help to bring forth what it is that you need to do to be able to do that. And then, you know, you push through. And again, you're on your timelines. You know what your timelines when your books are coming out. And then, you know, that's sort of one third of the work. Then, you know, you have to go into the marketing things. And this is where you really come in, Natalie. It's helping me and the other clients build a great marketing plan.
Right. So this is what I like to do. You know me, like I'm organized, everything's in the box or there's a system behind it. And I think it's really exciting because when you start to think, I've never written a book, how long is this going to take me? How much should I write a day per week per, you know, and if I do that, how long until I actually have a manuscript? And so let's just take a 150-page book, and there's about, I'm looking at my calculator, so if it looks like I'm looking down, if you have about 250 words per page, approximately on a 6x9 book, that's 37,500 words. The average person can write about 500 words in about 15 minutes. So let's divide that by 500. That's 75 15-minute segments. So divide that by four. In about 20, 25 hours, you should have a manuscript. And that's what I like to do with clients, like take them, help lay out their book, and then define, okay, if you're going to have chapter one and you're going to talk about these three things, let's break down. It's not like you're sitting down and going, what am I going to write about today? You have a plan. You have a system to follow. So when you do those segments, whether it's 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or an hour, when you put your mind to it, you know exactly what you're going to nail down. Chapter one, the first point is this. Boom. And what I found really, I love to talk and it's easy for me to make an outline, make the points.
Natalie, I think one of us may be frozen here. Oh. So I'm going to start talking. Now, this is the great thing about technology. And I know you're at a different location today. You're back. So if we lose Natalie, I'm going to jump on. And if that doesn't work, we'll have to bring Buddy or Jessica in. We got four or five people here on the line with us, but you're back, Natalie.
Okay. Well, what I was saying is we can sit down and really define your book. So when you sit down for those segments of time and you know exactly how much time you're going to sit down for 15 minutes or 30 minutes, then you know what you're going to write about. You know the points in that time frame that you're going to touch on. And if you're a talker, you can talk those points, and that can be a start of your manuscript.
Well, since we're talking about doing that, we have a client that's with us today, and that's Buddy Thornton. And we really want to share with everyone that Buddy is just one example of the people that we are helping to accomplish their goals of publishing their book. And surpassing their expectation. And I always love it when we have an author that's published a book and they've hit the number one bestseller. And in Justin Buddy's case, I think he's got over 50 categories right. in which his book is hit. Now, everyone, when a lot of times when people say, well, I'm a Amazon bestseller, they're talking about basically one category
or in that 100.
Right.
You can classify. Yeah. We're looking for number ones all the way.
Right. Exactly. So when you can come up with, 25, 30 categories, and that's what we do, Natalie, and we do it well. I'm not going to say that we are the best in the world, but I tell you what, I'm willing to bet we're in the top 10.
I think so.
doing what we do. And I say that because I look at the results that we actually turn out for me personally, as an author, the results that I'm getting, I'm super excited. So let's go ahead and bring Buddy on because I'm really excited about hear how his book is doing. It's published through Elite. We're handling the marketing for his book. So let's bring Buddy on.
All right. Well, and if you're like, I think Buddy was just on talking about his book, you're right. I think it was December 1st or December 5th, we launched book 2. So we're going backwards and we'll get Buddy to share with us. Can he show himself? He's hiding. But this is his book 1. Hey, Buddy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Buddy.
Good, good.
Hi, Jesse.
So congratulations on your book launch for book 2. And now we're getting ready for book 1 on Thursday in just a couple days. So one of the things, give yourself an introduction, tell people who you are and what you're about, and then just overview book 2. Then I'll share the results and then we'll go on to talking about book 1.
Okay. Well, my name is Buddy Thornton, and I'm also in Arizona like Natalie is, and I brand as a positive social change agent pro. So when I started my author's journey, I wanted to write a series of books that address different pro-social issues across society, not just American society, but global society. And I focused on building a foundation, and I published a book with a different publisher that I was very unhappy with. And so God led me to Natalie and Jesse, and here we are. When I launched book 2 a couple of weeks ago, my contemporary society through the lens of applied morals, it was the culmination of a journey to build the foundation for pro-social behavior across society. And the morals aspect is all about how you perceive your moral worldview and how you interact based on your ability to determine acceptable versus unacceptable behavior. It's not about good or bad. It's not about right or wrong. It's about you know what's acceptable. You know what's unacceptable. Look at the man in the mirror. And if you can't identify those things, then we need to have a discussion. You need a coach who can help you learn that. And that's why I wrote that book. And I believe we had some pretty good results from our launch.
Yes, we did.
So, and just so we talk about book one is actually an expanded second edition of the book that was published last year. I had feedback from different people who bought book one, and they said, you know what? You didn't bring in some of these things that we think are very critical for the right now contemporary world. Can you add those to your book and can you expand it and make it more fleshed out? And so my peers gave me some ideology to throw in there, and I published this book, which we are launching on Thursday. And it's an updated and a much more specific book about the ethics.
Okay.
So you have the two sides, ethical behavior, which is between people, and moral behavior, which is how you behave.
Let me share my screen and see if we can pull. Are you seeing the picture of the results?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So on book 2, which was the contemporary society through the lens of applied morals, Buddy achieved 63 total book achievements, and that broke down into hot new releases. So he had 34 hot new releases, 11 in the US, 12 in Canada, and 11 in Australia. And then number one bestsellers. This is what Jesse was just talking about. Amazon allows you to qualify yourself as a bestseller if your book hits in the top 100 of that day in the 4,000 books plus the 4,000 yesterday and the day before. So every day we've got 4,000 books to compete against. So when authors doing it on their own, or if they get a publisher that doesn't spend a lot of time doing this, then they may hit one category or two. But what we do is really sit down and we understand Buddy's audience. We understand, you know, what words they're typing in to direct themselves to the books. And I was laughing with Jessica yesterday, and I said, just picking categories with Buddy, I learn a new education. Like some of his categories are so different than, you know, say my book or Jesse, your book on forgiveness, you know, prejudice, social self-esteem, philosophy and social aspects, humanism, phenomenology. None of those would be good for our books, but that's the beauty of going into a deep dive of categories and submitting your book, where you're going to find the ideal client and the people that want to buy. So they press buy, and it turned out that Buddy got 29 number one bestsellers in three countries. So 8 bestsellers in the USA, 10 in Canada, and 11 in Australia. So total achievements, 63. Like, that's amazing. And so Natalie, congratulations.
And when we talk about that, maybe elaborate on that just a little bit. When we say achievements, you know, we did touch on it, but this is sort of like the total overall number one positions that his book actually hit in. So when we're thinking about that 63, so that's 63, you know, categories based upon the U.S. and international. Is that correct?
Yes. So each country allows you 10 categories. And then within those categories, they have to be related to your book, because A, it's not doing you any justice if we put flower arrangements, you know, as a category. First of all, they wouldn't allow it. But second of all, someone wanting a book on flower arrangements probably isn't going to get what they're needing out of Buddy's book. So really matching the categories to the categories, the keywords to the perfect person to press buy, and then enticing them with international campaigns. We always drop the price and give those people that may be looking, say, oh, well, that looks interesting, but I'm not sure if I'm going to spend, you know, $12 or $15. But if it's on sale for $2.99 or 99 cents, they're going to take that chance to read it and get to know Buddy as an author. And guess what? When Buddy writes his next book, they're excited. They know who he is. They know his stuff. They know his content is great. And they'll definitely reach out and purchase his next book. So yeah, this is amazing when a book hits this many categories. But the one thing is, you can never compete with other authors, because I think we brought this up a couple podcasts ago when we had the karate book. There's not as many karate categories out there in Amazon world as education and morals and ethics, right? So you may not have as many ones to choose. And then again, it's directed at that specific person. If you look at people that may be introduced to morals and ethics, there's probably a broader range than, you know, a different category of flower arranging. So I'll stop share. So, Buddy, I would like you to just share how you've taken your book and then made it into kind of a money magnet where you're using it or parts of it to put on events or to share some of the content that drives it for other purposes.
Well, the number one thing you have to do is you have to realize who your audience is. And when you're trying to attract people as clients, or when you're trying to just basically project your own image out to the world, you have to be able to have passion about your topic. And then you have to understand how the modern world consumes things. These books were all written as a segmented type of a book. And you can take a section and you can turn it into a blog post. You can certainly use the books, especially if you buy them at the author copy price, you can use them as your new business card. I would rather take four or five books to a networking event and give someone a signed copy of my book and give them my contact information, because instead of converting 10 or 20% of people calling me back or saying, hey, can we have a discovery call? You're up in the 40, 50, 60, 70% range. So not only can you increase your business reach, you can also change your conversion rate by using your expertise, which you can only establish by writing a book. You know, you can go and you can speak at an event, and I know Jesse just got through speaking at Nike, and you can speak at that event and people are going to remember how you made them feel. But if they don't have anything tangible in their hands, 3-4 speakers down the road, you're just going to become one in that bowl of cherries.
Right.
But if they have your book sitting on their shelf and they hear you speak, they're going to go, hey, I've got that guy's book. You're front and center. You're in their mind all of the time. And, you know, we're doing an event next week here in Phoenix, and some of the giveaways are copies of the book signed, so that people again, get a recircled back, so that they keep coming back to the person that they see as the expert in that area.
Right. And in your event, you're going to be talking on some of your key things within the book, but bringing it into a light where people can walk away and put it into their life and make changes.
And one of the things you have to realize, Natalie, is when I write my books, I don't want it to just be knowledge. I want it to be application. With my books 3 and 4, which were education books for teens and young adults and for their parents, teachers, and caregivers, I gave them the four pillars, but I also showed them how to apply those, not only in being developed within, but how to project that out to the world. So if you don't put application with knowledge, is the knowledge worth anything? In my world, the answer is no. You've got to add application, and then you've got to be able to walk the talk.
Absolutely. Jesse, I know you have some up and coming. Is there anything that you want to use, how you're taking content from your book and taking and collaborating?
Well, yeah. It's in especially the collaboration part is how many people are walking the same way that you're walking. So instead of me walking alone, you know, Buddy and I, we've been talking about how we can connect my new book, you know, God Forgives, Why Not You, with some things he has going on. You know, we talked about today, you know, this, even in the coaching perspective, you know, I spoke at Nike. What a wonderful experience. You know, I'm at the top of the world in coaching programs, but, you know, I coach for a company which opens those doors that I don't have to do any heavy lifting, but how do you get to that place? You know, so we're working on designing a program, you know, because I have a book, Public Speaking for Martial Artists. So I'm taking that information and sharing with martial artists, how do you become a professional speaker? And we look at the news that, well, we're heading towards a recession. Well, you have to recession, you know, proof yourself. How many ways can I actually bring revenue in? Again, right. We go back to those three reasons someone write a book, Natalie. Number one, it's the bucket list of something I want to do. Number two, I want it to do something for me. Number three, I want to write a book that I can monetize that creates revenue, that creates that five-figure revenue, that six-figure revenue, and be in and creating a product that can duplicate itself. It doesn't just do it one time. That same product can duplicate it every time you promote it. It can now be in that cycle of duplicating that five-figure, six-figure revenue. When you can do that, you can give up the day job. And, you know, I retired. You know, I retired from Duke, sold my business, and I was going to sit on the banks of Eastern North Carolina and just fish. You know, but I published a book that everybody wanted, and they kept asking, when is the next one coming out? So that book is turned into book number seven. And as I look at over the past, 7 years that I've been writing for profit, that these books have generated more revenue income than the past 8 years of me running my business with only, not a third of the work of doing that. So that's the reason why we started Elite Publications, because we've created so much success that we want to help other people create success. They've got a story. They can be a problem solver. And I said, well, I don't know how to write. You don't have to know how to write. You know, Buddy is one of our ghostwriters. We just, how do you want to get your story out? And this one of these commercials is about a people with insurance policies and how they can cash in. And these guys, they're sort of like it's somebody's tunneling underneath them. They're shouting up to them, "You're sitting on a gold mine." This is the way your books are. And this is where your knowledge is. Your knowledge is that gold mine, because you could be making a difference, but you don't have it in a system in which people can get it and create revenue, because the more people that want to know about your system of solving problems, the more people buy it, the more revenue is created. Someone says, said to me in one event we were at, "Well, I don't really care about the money." Well, write the book, sell it, give me the money. Find your charity organization, donate it to. If you feel like you could be an international best-selling author, and you say, "Well, I'm not really connected to the money, but we can market and brand your book." Take that revenue, tax deduction. Find the American Cancer Society, the AMAA. Find a nonprofit. So there are so many ways. So don't allow your mind to be shut down because, I don't want to talk about money. We're talking about how do we make a difference in the world. And there's a lot of countries and a lot of people. If you've got a great story that we can monetize and you say, "Well, I don't want to be connected to the money," not a problem. We can find a nonprofit to put your revenue into.
Absolutely. So another thing, we've helped many authors that write their book and say, "I have a passion or an organization. So for every book sold, I want to give to that organization." So you can set that up automatically. But we have a couple minutes left. Buddy, tell us why everyone should get a copy of book one coming out this Thursday.
Well, in today's world, I don't think there's anybody, unless you've been living under a rock for the last 4 or 5 years, who doesn't understand how divisive society has become. And everyone talks about the extremely short attention span. And it all boils back down to behavior, and behavior starts with ethics. Behavior starts with morals. When I wrote the books, I wrote ethics first, and this is the second edition of the ethics book, but this is a much more impactful book, because what it does is it tells you in unequivocal terms that the world revolves around relationships. When you go to the store and you interact with a clerk, even if it's only for 30 seconds, the way you treat them is the way you're going to treat other people in your life. And if you don't have an ethical outlook, and if you don't have the understanding of how important that is about projecting yourself to the world, mm-hmm. then, you know, you're going to start harming your relationships in the long run. And Jesse and I are both a little older than you, Natalie, but we can both look back and say our entire world from day one right until today has always revolved around the relationships that we have honored. And people don't understand that. They need to understand what ethics is and how important it is. And then they need to understand by book two, get the morals book. And when you take those two books together, you have a concrete foundation that you can base every relationship you will ever have in your life on. That's how important these books are.
Wow, that's amazing. And one thing tying that into legacy, I wrote an article today about, you know, stories. At the end of the day, what are we left with? When we're not here anymore, either our stories and how we treated people and stories about us carry on. Are they going to be good ones? Are they going to be not so good ones? We have to think about that. And that just ties in with your book so well, is when we make those good choices every day and we do those extra things to the important people in our lives, our families, our friends, our coworkers, when we step up to the plate and, you know, maybe go that extra mile, then that's what people remember about you. And that's what your legacy lives on, and people will learn from you. And whether you realize it or not, you may be a role model to many people and you don't know it. You know, we always think that we're role models for our children, but sometimes it can be someone that will say, I've been following you for years and I love what you're doing. And you're like, whoa, I didn't even, you know that you were following what I'm doing. People do. And I've learned so much from the both of you. And I look forward to working together and taking pieces of what I'm going to learn and sharing it with others and making it as part of my own legacy. So if you haven't got a copy of book one, it will be out. We'll be posting later today on Elite Publications and also on Gifts of Legacy. So go get yourself a copy and we'll be talking to Buddy about the results on that one pretty soon.
All right, great. And Buddy, again, congratulations on the work that you're doing. You know, you're making a difference in the world. And that's important, the way we live our lives. Are we making a difference? And we see that reward through our books, the people that buy our books. We see the impact that we're having on someone's life. And that's really important. So everyone, if you are looking to become an author in 2023, remember, go to our website, and that is www.elitepublications.org, and, you know, schedule an appointment, or you can just email us at info@elitepublications.org. Schedule a time to meet with us, whether you want to schedule that time to talk about a book idea, whether you want to talk about the marketing, whether you want to talk about ghostwriting, whatever topic you want to talk about in the publishing and getting that book out of your head and turned into reality, then you can definitely let us know. In fact, you can actually text me at area code 919-618-8075, and I will respond back to you. We want to be your go-to source in 2023 to be able to help you write, to help you publish, help you market your book, and help you to build a brand beyond your books. And everyone, this is Jesse Bowen saying being blessed. And remember, you can become an author too. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out.
Thank you.
Thank you.